Can you talk a little bit more about the hand-foot syndrome and sort of what the clinical appearance of it is, how you prevent it or treat it, and how it compares to the hand-foot syndrome with other agents?
Yeah, it's really a unique hand-foot syndrome that is different from, say, a 5-FU-based hand-foot syndrome. It tends to start out as just maybe tenderness or erythema, sometimes just redness without pain, usually then progresses to more of a blistering phenomenon. I sometimes will tell patients it's like if they were tugging on a rope, your hands would get red, and then you might get some sort of more acutely tender and inflamed areas. These tend to occur on the pressure points, so a little more on the feet than the hands, on the ball, soles of the foot, or people who work with their hands will get up on the pressure point areas in their hands. And then it tends to develop sort of a chronic nature. If assuming that doesn't progress to severe pain interfering with function, it tends to become more chronic appearing, that is sort of a calloused appearance, sort of a weathered calloused appearance, you know, flaking skin and things like that. So that's generally the time course. Not everybody gets it. I'm not sure what predisposing factors are. I tend to think that pressure, repetitive pressure, perhaps heat is a factor, but there aren't really any hard evidence to back that up. Once people get it, there are some tricks you can do to mitigate the symptoms, but if they really progress to the point of pain, they're going to require dose interruption and maybe dose reduction. So we use topical creams like Bag Balm and all the other sort of really thick, heavy creams just to try and keep the skin moist. But really, there aren't any good treatments. People have tried vitamin B6, but to my knowledge, that's not been at all successful in alleviating the symptoms.
What about prevention?
None that I know of. I don't really know of any way to prevent it. We usually tell people not to wear sort of tight-fitting shoes or heavy socks where they're going to sweat in or things like that, but I'm not sure that we're really preventing anything. Those are just sort of general advice, so I'm not aware of any effective prevention strategy.